Nolte, Here's How Much Hollywood's Pro-Abortion Arguments Suck. By John Nolte on June 30, 2022. Other than Jake Tapper's sad face, nothing is making me happier these days than all the Hollywood idiots running around proving their barbaric, narcissistic ignorance with the dumbest pro-baby killing arguments possible. These Hollywood arguments go beyond dumb. These arguments teeter on a plane of ignorance only dogs can hear. These arguments are so stupid and funny, it's like watching Bud Abbott explain physics to Lou Costello's dog. And I love it. I love it so much I want to gay marry it. Remember, I grew up in the 80s and 90s, the Reagan-Bush-Gingrich era, when there was so much peace and prosperity and abundance, we had all kinds of time to waste on luxury issues like abortion. And back in those pre-Biden Obama Fauci woke Nazi halcyon days of awesome, the pro-baby killing crowd was as slick as oil mixed with Vaseline and Brill cream. You should have watched these feminists weave their spells on cable news and the Sunday shows back then. They were amazing. And for someone like myself, who could see through what they were doing, justifying infanticide, it was endlessly frustrating. Remember when the Palestinians would wheel out those spokeskicks who looked like they just walked off the cover of Vogue? That's how savvy the pro-baby killing crowd once was. Every pro-aborter back then was well-spoken, intelligent, thoughtful, and sounded reasonable. Women like Patricia Ireland, the president of Now, or Susan Estrick. They'd come on TV with their sophisticated haircuts and sophisticated clothes. They'd speak of abortion in solemn tones. They made their arguments sound compassionate, American, legal-based. Abortion is an unfortunate necessity was an overriding theme. They threw around all kinds of facts and statistics. Good heavens, they drove me crazy. They were so good that it seemed we would never end the atrocity of Roe. Well, look at the idiots the pro-killing crowd stuck with now. Oh, it is glorious. Here's some Pop-Tart named Halsey. Here in Arizona, you guys got to promise me that you're gonna do that work so that the person to the left of you and to the right of you has that right for the rest of their lives. If you don't like it, you can go home right now, I don't care. Olivia Rodrigo. Watch below. I'm devastated and terrified that so many women and so many girls are going to die because of this. And I wanted to dedicate this next song to the 5 members of the Supreme Court who have showed us that at the end of the day, they truly don't give a shit about freedom. Then she sang a song called Fuck You, and everyone's mind changed. The middle-aged pink. Let's be clear, if you believe the government belongs in a woman's uterus, a gay person's business or marriage, or that racism is okay, then please in the name of your Lord never fucking listen to my music again. And also fuck right off. We good? You got yourself a deal, cupcake. Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke spawned a dummy who said this. Watch below. So many people, because of this ruling this week, will not only not be able to pursue their dreams, but actually lose their lives and be unsafe. And I just wanted to say that, like, fuck the Supreme Court. Oh, fuck the Supreme Court. Yeah, rock on. Then Little Miss Nepotism decided to advise on how to win this argument. If you're a man in this audience right now, and you're sharing statistics on Instagram and infographics and saying, that's really fucked up, what you should do instead is you should be sharing stories about how you've benefited from abortion somehow. Yeah, like, fair real, bitches. Rock on. She also said she wouldn't exist had her mother, Uma Thurman, not aborted her sibling. Boy, we're sure a long way from safe, rare, and legal. The narcissism. The idiocy. The bloodlust. The torn apart pieces of an innocent baby truly are their demonic sacrament, the gaining fame and fortune and the freedom to bang anything that moves. Here are some additional blessings from our barbaric enemies. Jane Fonda. If a corporation can be defined as a person, why not redefine vaginas as AK-47s? That way they'd be free of governmental restrictions by those who care about the sanctity of life. Nothing wins an argument like forcing the other side to visualize an 85-year-old vagina. Chelsea Handler. Watch below. At this point, I'd probably have more rights if my vagina was an AR-15. Sure. But try to look at the glass as half full. If your vagina were the Holland Tunnel, it would have fewer customers. Wanda Sykes. It's like the country is no longer a democracy, right? It's no longer majority rule. Alex Spahn is by far the funniest. My boyfriend, made it pretty clear that he never wanted kids or marriage. He barely wanted to be in a serious relationship. Could I have had that baby and put that baby up for adoption? Maybe. Maybe not. But choosing to raise a baby without my own financial security, without a loving and supportive partner, that wasn't gonna work for me. I chose me, and I would choose me again. It's your life, it's your choice. She banged a guy who wasn't serious about her. She admits she knew about the adoption option but shrugs it off with a lie that maybe it wasn't an option. Why? Why wasn't adoption an option? We all know why, you savage. Because the killing was easier. Then she claims, while her parents are two millionaire movie stars, she doesn't have financial security, so I chose me, and I would choose me again. Never stop talking, Ireland. Please keep talking forever. We close with someone who should know better because she's 100. You better hope that they don't come for you, Clarence, and say you should not be married to your wife who happens to be white because they will move that. You better hope that nobody says, you know, well, you're not in the Constitution, you're back to being a quarter of a person because that's not going to work either. Whoopi Rape Rape Goldberg's ignorance never disappoints. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.